Wednesday, August 24th, 2022. Welcome everybody to another episode of the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. You know, I haven't done an episode in a while, you know, between being busy with work and enjoying the summer. It's just been crazy busy for me. But today's show is going to be packed because, like I said, I haven't done an episode in a while. So I will be talking news from New Japan to Impact to AEW to WWE, everything in between. So definitely going to be a packed show today for you guys. But first off, if this is your first time joining me, I want to say thank you for joining me. As I said, this is the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. As always, follow me on Twitter at the Battle Club Guy. Check out that Instagram, the Battle Club Guy, and the YouTube channel, the Battle Club Guys podcast on YouTube. You know, I've surpassed my goal of 1,000 YouTube subscribers, on the road to 2,000 YouTube subscribers. Definitely check out the channel, subscribe to the channel, as we are on the road to AEW All Out Weekend, and I will be having tons of videos from our time in the Chicagoland area for AEW's All Out Weekend. So let's get into the news. New Japan has announced that they will be bringing in the IWGP Women's Championship. Tokyo Sports revealed the design for the championship, which was announced earlier this summer. The design is based on the second IWGP Heavyweight Championship design. On yesterday morning, New Japan Pro Wrestling detailed the upcoming tournament that will crown the first ever champion. The tournament will begin on the second night of the Royal Quest 2 on October 2nd in London, with quarterfinal matches will follow on Stardom's October 22nd event. The semifinals will follow on Stardom's event on October 23rd. With the finals taking place at New Japan Pro Wrestling and Stardom's historic X Over crossover show on November 20th. The title will be defended on New Japan Pro Wrestling shows, with the first title defense taking place at Wrestle Kingdom 17 on January 4th. They also go on to say, while it may be defended on Stardom shows, it will not rank higher than Stardom's current top titles, that being the World of Stardom Championship and the Wonder of Stardom Championship. So, an IWGP Women's Championship, that's very cool to see for New Japan. Impact Wrestling has announced the main event for the Bound for Glory event. It will be the Impact World Championship on the line with the Impact World Champion, the Walking Weapon, Josh Alexander. He's defending against two-time former Impact World Champion and the new number one contender, Eddie Edwards. Bound for Glory takes place in Albany, New York on Friday, October 7th, and tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. Let's get into some WWE backstage news. Oh, you didn't know? Well, your ass better call somebody, because Road Dogg, Brian James, is back working in WWE. PW Insider reported this past Monday that Road Dogg has returned to WWE as Senior Vice President of Live Events. This role was formerly held by Double J, Jeff Jarrett, who left the company last week. The report also goes on to say Road Dogg was working behind the scenes in NXT when he was released by WWE during a round of Performance Center staff cuts this past January. He's also formerly worked on WWE main roster, including once serving as the head writer for SmackDown. So very interesting, you know, Triple H is in charge now with Vince McMahon out and Triple H in. We could probably see this happen, more, you know, Road Dogg, you know, the relationship with Triple H, he's a Triple H guy, and, you know, we're going to start seeing this, I think, more often. Lots of people Vince got rid of, I think Triple H will be bringing them back, and we're seeing this, Bailey's back. Io Sky's back. Dakota Kai. You know, it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen a lot. And it happened again this past Monday on Raw in Toronto. Let's get into it. The Raw notes. Johnny Wrestling. Johnny Gargano has made his Monday Night Raw debut this past Monday in Toronto, Canada. You know, there was no leaks about it. There was no spoilers about it anywhere out there. They kept this secret good. I wasn't expecting it. I thought Johnny Gargano might end up in AEW. But, like I said, Triple H is back in charge. Johnny Gargano is a Triple H guy. You know, Triple H loves Johnny Gargano. You saw how he, the way he was booked in NXT. You know, good for Johnny Gargano, man. You know, he has his, he started his family. He said he would come back when the time was right. Triple H being in charge of Monday Night Raw, SmackDown, the time is right for these guys to come back. So Johnny Gargano, Monday Night Raw, came out, made a great, had a great in-ring promo, said it's Johnny Wrestling, he's back, and he wants to wrestle. Theory came out. Theory wanted to reunite with Johnny Gargano with their past in NXT, and Johnny Gargano hit a super kick on Theory. I thought that was a nice homage, you know. I thought that was a pretty cool paying homage to Shawn Michaels. So Johnny Gargano, Johnny Wrestling is now on Monday Night Raw. Dexter Lumis kidnapped The Miz. You know, I love this thing they're doing with Dexter Lumis, off the cuff. Dexter Lumis, unhinged, getting arrested, kidnapping people. I think it's great. We also had Trish Stratus and Bayley have a war of worlds in the ring. You know, Trish Stratus said she can go from being retired to not being retired real quick. So they teased the Trish versus Bayley match. You know, maybe we get that further down the line. At you know, maybe that could be maybe a Royal Rumble match. That could be a WrestleMania match. We'll see what happens. And Edge defeated Damian Priest in the main event, Monday Night Raw. Edge hit a Canadian Destroyer on Damian Priest in Canada. Very good. Edge looks like $1 million. I know after Raw went off the air, people were putting on Twitter that Edge did an in-ring promo and was saying that he wants to have his retirement match next August in Toronto. So I found that very interesting. I'd like to be in Toronto for Edge's last match. I've been a huge fan of Edge. You know, I used to go to all the, you know, Backlash and SummerSlams and all the pay-per-views where Edge would have these great matches. So definitely would like to be in attendance for Edge's retirement match. Let's get into NXT. We have some NXT notes. NXT has WWE has announced that NXT will grow internally. This is a direct quote from WWE. With the creation of an all-new NXT Europe that will launch in 2023. So pretty much what's going on here is they're getting rid of NXT UK. The NXT UK brand is getting shut down pretty much. There was a list of NXT UK superstars that got released. I don't have the list right now. I don't have the list in front of me. But pretty much NXT UK is going away. This NXT Europe will take its place. And with the announcement of that, they have also announced that on Sunday, September 4th at 4 p.m., they will put on NXT Worlds Collide. And this will feature unification matches between NXT UK champions and NXT champions. Last night on NXT, we got some matches made official. Bron Breakker, the NXT champion, versus Tyler Bate, the NXT UK champion. They will have the NXT championship and NXT United Kingdom championship unified in that match. And we have a triple threat. It's the NXT Women's Champion representing Toxic Attraction, Mandy Rose, versus the NXT UK champion. I can't really pronounce her name. I can pronounce the last name a little bit, I think. Satomura versus Blair Davenport in a triple threat match to unify the NXT Women's Championship and the NXT UK Women's Championship. And that will all go down on Sunday, September 4th. But it's at 4 p.m. because what else is taking place on Sunday, September 4th, which I will be attending, and that is AEW All Out. That will take place at the Now Arena in Hoffman Estates, the Chicagoland area. We have some matches for that. We have Thunder Rosa versus her tag team partner, Toni Storm, for the AEW Women's Championship. We have the Casino Ladder match, where the winner of that will get to face the AEW World Champion. We have a trios match. The Pinnacle's back together. It's Wardlow and FTR versus the Lethal Connection, Jay Lethal, Satnam Singh, and Sanjay Dutt. And we will have the finals to crown the inaugural AEW World Trios Champions. And that all takes place live Sunday, September 4th in Chicago, which I will be attending. And tonight, AEW Dynamite, it is stacked, man. I can't wait to watch AEW Dynamite tonight. We have Jericho and Garcia face-to-face. We will hear from Ricky Starks. Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, versus Kylan King. We have the AEW World Trios Championship Tournament quarterfinals. Death Triangle versus Will Ospreay in Aussie Open. We have Dax Harwood versus Jay Lethal in the main event to unify the AEW World and the AEW Interim World Championship. It's the AEW World Champion CM Punk versus the AEW Interim World Champion John Moxley. They will have that match tonight on Dynamite. They're not waiting until All Out. It's taking place tonight, folks, in Cleveland. The main event in Dynamite. Now, I don't know how they're going to do this, because it looks from all the reports, you know, everyone's reporting that the match for All Out, the plan for All Out, is still John Moxley, CM Punk for the AEW World Championship. Now, how do you have John Moxley, CM Punk, to unify the AEW World and the AEW World Interim Championship tonight on Dynamite, still have that match take place at All Out, but do it in a way where it will make sense? So I don't know if they're going to do no contest tonight. Maybe it goes to a time limit draw. Does CM Punk not show up? You know, there's a lot of things that could take place now, especially with the report coming out that CM Punk is unhappy backstage in AEW. You know, pretty much the report was saying that during their feud to Double or Nothing, CM Punk told Tony Khan that he wasn't losing to Hangman Page. He said he doesn't like Hangman Page because what Hangman Page said in that promo, bringing up the Colt Cabana stuff, CM Punk took offense to that. And that last week on Dynamite, that promo, in-ring promo when Dynamite first started, CM Punk calling out Hangman, that wasn't scripted. That was unscripted. You know, they're saying CM Punk just went off the books. So how do you fix this problem now, right? Because now you have CM Punk going off script. You got John Moxley over here. You got Hangman Adam Page over here. And then the other chess piece, where's MJF? Because I think the original plan, from what I heard or saw out there, MJF versus CM Punk, I think, was supposed to take place at All Out before MJF left and, you know, decided he was unhappy. So there's so many moving parts here, so many different ways it could go. Now, AEW isn't one to advertise matches and not have the matches. So I think you could do a screwy finish, even though I know AEW doesn't like to do screwy finishes. I think you could have maybe Hangman Adam Page come out there, cause CM Punk the match, and then maybe we do a triple threat, Hangman, CM Punk, MJF, it all out. Or you could have MJF come out, beat the crap out of everybody, set up that triple threat for All Out. But either way, tonight, AEW Dynamite, 8 p.m., it's CM Punk, John Moxley, for the AEW Undisputed World Championship. But there you go, folks. That has been today's episode of the Battle Club Report. I want to thank you guys for joining me today. And like I said, definitely follow me on Twitter, at The Battle Club Guy. Check out the Instagram, The Battle Club Guy. And subscribe to YouTube channel, The Battle Club Guy's podcast on YouTube. Because 1 week from today, next Wednesday, we make our journey to Chicago for AEW All Out Weekend. We will be driving to Chicago. Can't wait. You know, we went from not having tickets to anything to starting to get tickets for everything. Yesterday was my 32nd birthday. I was able to get Fan Fest tickets for AEW All Out Fan Fest. Can't wait for that. We never been to that before, so that's going to be fun. We also were able to score front row ringside seats for AEW Rampage Live next Friday. The only thing left is All Out tickets. So if anyone, in the sound of my voice, knows anyone selling two AEW All Out tickets for a good price, not a ridiculous price, not for a WrestleMania price, shoot me a DM. Let me know, because I still need two All Out tickets. Like I said, folks, lots of wrestling news to unpack there. Thank you guys for joining me. And as always, this is the Battle Club Guys podcast. And I'm your host, The Battle Club Guy. Till next time.